When I was a bluegrass boy working for Bill Monroe, you had to wear a hat, you know. You had to tuck your pants in outside your boots, and you had to wear your hair real short. So I got me a hat, and I cut my hair, and I went to Nashville, and I joined up and went to work for Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. My first job was to drive this bus, this old 57 Flying Eagle we called the Bluegrass Breakdown. First night I drove that bus, we finished the Grand Ole Opry about 12:30 and headed up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. I pulled in there around sunrise, and as I pulled in, I looked up on top of the board, on top of the tobacco shed where we were going to play that day, and it said, yeah, said, "Welcome to Bean Blossom, home of Bill Mumbo and the Bluegrass Boys." I looked at that sign, I figured, one, I was hallucinating. Two, it was some kind of clever advertising. Three, somebody didn't know how to spell. And four, I was hallucinating. Well, I didn't think anything more about it, Sam, for that moment, until we had to follow the opening act. Man, the opening act was a brother act. One played the snare drum, the other played a musical saw. And that's a hard act to follow. Well, we went out on stage, and Bill, you know, he just cut right loose. He went, "Good morning, Captain. And then he sang, "Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue." And when he had torn the crowd all up and had him eaten out of the palm of both hands, he kind of looked over at me and said, "Pete, what have you picked out for the folks today?" He said, "Folks, we got a new bluegrass boy here with us. He's a Yankee boy, but he can pick and sing. Make him welcome Pete Rones." I said, "Thank you, Bill. I've written a new song in honor of my first show here at Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. Go right ahead now, Pete." I said, "Bill, well, thank you for this opportunity, and here we go."